I take my tongue.
Bow heads in silent prayer.
Amen. Hallelujah. 奉主耶稣基督的圣名，我们开始安息日，早上的聚会。
Hallelujah. In the holy name of Jesus Christ, we start our first Sabbath service.
First sing hymn 66.
We truly thank the grace of God. That we have the opportunity to see one another again and to observe the Sabbath. Before we share from the Word of God, we will kneel down and pray. In our prayer, we'll ask God to guide our service and to bless the service. So that we can be edified through our worshipping of God. Let's pray in the holy name of Jesus Christ.
A Hallelujah. Phụng Chúa Jesus Christ mình hãy cầu nguyện.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak.
Phụng Chúa cầu hình phụng Chúa cảnh giới thần. Tôi đi có một chài đi đó hay tuân thủ cái an sức sinh nhật.
I'm very joyful and give thanks to God that we can all gather to observe the Sabbath.
Hôm nay ở cái hội hội bên, tôi sẽ dùng ý biến ý chế, vì tôi cái đề mục, cho cái bề trên cái miền này.
So the title for today's sermon is Ebenezer, and I'll use this as our mutual encouragement. Let's first turn to the Old Testament, the book of 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 7. 1 Samuel chapter 7.
12
Verse
12. 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 12. 撒母耳将一块石头立在米斯巴和善的中间，给石头起名叫以便以谢，说：到如今耶和华都帮助我们。
Verse 12. Then Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shen, and called his name Ebenezer, saying, "Thus far the Lord has helped us."
喺呢度系提到以便以谢啊呢个名字。
Here it tells us about the name Ebenezer.
咁佢嘅意思就话一个帮助嘅石头。
And the meaning of this word is stone of help.
咁就话讲到系撒母耳系带领以色列民系胜过佢哋嘅敌人，就系呢个非利士人之后所立嘅一个石头。
So this stone talks about how Samuel led the Israelites to defeat the Philistines.
咁样将佢哋系胜过咗呢个佢哋嘅敌人之后，就立一块石头嚟到系纪念，佢哋能够得到胜利，因为全靠系神嘅帮助啦。
And after they overcame the Philistines, Samuel set up the stone as a memorial to remember how God had helped them.
咁样其实你发现以便以谢呢个名字，
So we find that this name Ebenezer,
咁除咗系喺第七章里面记载之外。
Other than in chapter 7,
其實在第四章呢也都是類似有一個這樣的名字。
It is also mentioned in chapter
4. 我們看撒母耳記上的第四章，我們看第一節。
First Samuel chapter 4, verse 1.
第一節。
Verse
1. 以色列人出去與非利士人打仗，安營在以便以謝。
Verse 1, now Israel went out to battle against the Philistines and encamped beside Ebenezer.
这里再次提到一个名字叫做以便以谢。
So again, here it records the name Ebenezer.
这里特别是讲到了以便以谢是一个地方。
And it tells us that it is a place.
这里讲到说他们起初跟以色列人、非利士人跟以色列人一个战争的地方。
So it's a place of battle between the Israelites and the Philistines.
咁樣，當你睇第七章就話神幫助佢哋勝過呢個係非利士人之後。
So in chapter 7 it tells us that God helped the Israelites to overcome the Philistines.
所以撒母耳就立咗塊石頭叫做以便以謝嚟到提醒佢哋。
And so Samuel set up this memorial stone called Ebenezer to remind the people.
咁就話神幫助佢哋，讓佢哋係勝過佢哋嘅敵人啦。
And that God has helped them to overcome their enemies.
咁但問題就係當我哋翻到去第四章嘅時候。
But the question is when we come back to chapter 4.
雖然同樣有個地方叫做以便以謝。
There is a place called Ebenezer.
但你發現呢次咧神咧係並冇幫助佢哋啦。
But in this chapter we find that God has not helped the people.
因此你發現喺第四章裏邊有個更加出名嘅名字就係呢個以加伯。第四章嘅我哋睇呢个系第21节。
And we find that in chapter 4 there actually there's a more famous name Ichabod in verse 21.
撒母耳记上嘅第四章嘅21节。
First Samuel chapter 4 verse 21。
他嘅孩子起名叫以加伯，说荣耀离开以色列了。
Then she named the child Ichabod, saying the glory has departed from Israel.
咁样从呢度睇起上嚟。
So from this.
雖然佢哋係喺安營喺以便以謝啦。
Although the people were in Ebenezer,
你發現咧，當佢哋同係非利士人打仗嘅時候，
When they fought against the Philistines,
神咧係確冇係幫助佢哋啦。
God has not helped them.
咁其實呢個係一個非常之奇怪嘅事情。
So this is very strange.
我哋知道要嚟到係勝過敵人，一定需要神嘅幫助啦。
In order to overcome the enemies, we must have help from God.
尤其是係神嘅百姓。
Especially the people of God.
但你發現雖然佢哋喺呢個以便以謝呢個地方安營，跟住同係佢嘅敵人嚟係打仗。
We find here the Israelites were encamped beside the place Ebenezer. And they did not receive any help from God. And even the ark of God was captured and the glory of God departed.
所以今天我们就在第一堂聚会里面，我们就集中在第四章里面讲一下，为什么这个荣耀会离开这个以色列啦。
So the focus of our first Sabbath service is in chapter 4 and why the glory of God has departed. And why did God not help the people? If we look at chapter 4, and read verse 3,
你发现当他们出去和这些非利士人打仗的时候,
we see that when the people went out to fight against the Philistines,
他们就被杀死,有4000人被杀了。
They were defeated and had about 4,000 people killed.
所以当他们回到营的时候,
and so when they returned to camp,
那长老就说了,不如我们将这个是神的约柜抬来这个示罗,让神在我们中间来救我们。
The elders of Israel suggested that they bring the Ark of Covenant to them so that God would be among them.
就说他们经过了一个失败了。 So
the people had already tasted defeat.
所以他们知道,他们要胜过他们的敌人的话,一定要神的同在。
So the people realized that in order to overcome the enemies, they needed God.
所以他们就将这个约柜抬去这个战场。
So they brought the Ark of Covenant to the battlefield.
当他们有这样的一个想法的时候,
so although they had this kind of thinking,
你发现不单止他们信心得到是坚固了,
though their faith was strengthened,
第五节说到,因为约柜抬到营中的时候,以色列民众人大声欢呼,地便震动了。
We can see how their faith was strengthened in verse 5, where it says, and when the ark of the covenant of the Lord came into the camp, all Israel shouted so loudly that the earth shook.
所以其实从这里看上来,你发现以色列人,他们对神的同在,这个约柜,是非常有信心。
So we can see from this that the Israelites had great faith in God's abidance when the ark was with them. And they shouted so loudly that even the earth shook. Not only was their faith strengthened,
甚至他们的敌人,当他们听到他们这样欢呼声的时候,
when the enemies heard this sound,
他们都非常惧怕,
they became very much afraid,
因为他们知道,
because they knew,
有神在他们的当中,
that God was among them,
因为他们也曾经听过神怎样带领以色列民来出埃及,在旷野战胜他们的敌人。
And because they have previously heard about how God had delivered the people from Egypt and to defeat the enemies in the wilderness.
So
they were very much afraid. So although this was the case, the Israelites had much faith. And the Philistines were afraid. But when they came to battle again, the Israelites were defeated by the Philistines. We find that the Ark of God was captured and the two leaders, the sons of Eli, were killed. So when we read through this, it seems like a very strange situation. Because firstly, the Israelites had faith to rely on God. And the Philistines were afraid. But when they fought the battle,
失败的竟然是以色列民。
Those who were defeated, those who failed were the Israelites.
甚至约柜也被掳去。
To the point where the Ark of God was captured.
问题就是为什么会有这样的情形出现。
So how come the outcome was like this?
就说当以色列民依靠神的时候,
the Israelites relied on God.
神确实没有帮助他们。
But God did not help them.
我们看看圣经里面是怎样来解释这个情形。
So we'll look at the Bible and see how it explains this situation.
我们看诗篇。
Let's turn to the book of Psalms.
我们看这个是旧约的诗篇。
The book of Psalms in the Old Testament.
我们看78篇。
Psalm 78.
诗篇的78篇。
Psalm 78.
78篇的我们看60节,现在是61节。
Psalm 78, verse 60 and 61. 60.
甚至他离弃示罗的帐幕，就是在人间所搭的帐篷，又将他的约柜交与人掳去，将他的荣耀交在敌人手中。
Verse 60, so that he forsook the tabernacle of Shiloh, the tent that he had placed among men, verse 61, and delivered his strength into captivity and his glory into the enemy's hand. We find this that it is very strange. A lot of verses in the Bible, in the book of Psalms, often talk about things that happened in history in the past. And it's through the movement of God that they can understand the things that happened in the past. So the psalmist, they would compose and they would either sing this or they would read it. So to teach the people and so that they can understand why these things happened. So when it mentions Shiloh here, it talks about when the Ark of God was captured.
这个诗人就特别讲到，原来是神咧，系将呢个系示罗咧，系啊嚟到系离弃，跟住咧系将呢个约柜咧系交俾呢个敌人。
Actually, the psalmist clarifies and says that it was God who forsook the tabernacle and offered his strength of the ark into captivity.
就换句话讲，当佢哋系打仗嘅时候
，So in other words, when they were fighting in battle,
神唔单止系冇帮助呢个以色列民。
Not only did God not help the people,
甚至咧，神系将佢嘅荣耀，将佢呢个约柜咧，系交俾啊呢个系敌人啦。
He actually gave up his glory and his ark and gave it to the enemy.
个问题就系话，点解神要咁样做咧
？The question is why did God do this?
我哋睇翻上去前边嗰几节嘅话
，If we look at the previous few verses,
我哋睇58节就好啦。
Let's read verse 58.
58. 因他们的幽坛惹了他的怒气，因他们雕刻偶像触动他的愤恨。59节，神听见就发怒，极其憎恶以色列人。
Verse 58, for they provoked him to anger with their high places and moved him to jealousy with their carved images. 59, when God heard this, he was furious and greatly abhorred Israel.
好，咁呢度讲到咗话，神点解会让呢个约柜被掳，呢个帐篷被拆毁啦？
所以。It explains here why God would allow the ark to be captured and the tabernacle to be forsaken.
It's
because the people worshipped idols. And so this caused God to be angry. And even greatly abhorred them.
到咩程度咧？
To what point？
就話離棄示羅，將呢個約櫃係交喺俾敵人嘅手中。
To the point where he forsook Shiloh and gave the ark to the enemy.
So, 从呢度我哋就知道啦。
So from this we can understand.
点解荣耀会离开以色列
？Why would the glory of God leave Israel？
唔系因为系神系我话神系冇能力啦。
It's not to say that God does not have any strength.
神亦都唔想嚟到系拯救啦。
Or that God did not want to save.
神或者系唔帮助佢哋啦。
And God did not help them.
是因为他们是离弃神的缘故。
God did not help them because they went against God.
所以其实在这里给我们一个非常好的提醒。
So this serves as a very good reminder for us.
尤其是身为基督徒的。
Especially as Christians.
我们是非常感谢神，我们是信耶稣，我们有神是与我们是同在。
We thank God, we believe in Jesus, and we have God's abidance.
那你发现其实在一切生活上都有神的帮助。
And in all our lives, God will help us.
所以你发现其实你的生活是可以就是是凡事顺利，是一切都能够是平安的。
So that everything in our life is successful and we have peace.
但有时你发现事情并不是我们所想象中更顺利。
But sometimes we find that situations do not go according to what we expect or not successful.
就话当我们是遇到困难的时候，神没帮助我们。
When we face difficulties, we find that God does not help us.
咁个原因喺边度咧
？So what is the reason behind it？
亦都系好可能系因为我哋自己系离开咗神啦。
It's actually because we have departed from God。
所以呢个首先喺我哋生活上常常做一个检讨嘅事情。
So this is something we must reflect upon。
当我哋系遇到系困难或者遇到系一啲系苦难嘅时候
，When we face a difficulty or something that is troubling us，
我哋要检讨嘅唔系神啊， 我哋唔需要嚟到檢討神呵。
We do not need to reflect about God。
我哋需要嚟檢討一下我哋自己。
We must reflect about ourselves。
唔係神係冇能力，或者神係唔願意係幫助我哋。
It's not that God does not have strength or is unwilling to help us。
而好多時係因為我哋自己係已經離棄咗神啦。
But a lot of the time is because we have departed from God。
所以你發現我哋當中嘅，我哋同神當中似乎有一半。这个是罪的墙，将我们是隔开。
So there is this wall of sin that has become an obstacle between us and God.
甚至可能因为我们是犯罪，以致神是憎厌我们，所以他不帮助我们，不让我们来到得到这个胜利。
Because we have sinned, God does not look highly upon it and does not help us.
所以身为一个基督徒，这个是我们要常常去嚟到檢討的一件事情。
So this is something that as Christians we must reflect upon.
就话嚟到。不斷地檢討我哋同神嗰種嘅關係係點樣
？Constantly reflect upon our relationship with God。
又話喺我哋嘅日常生活上，我哋就有冇緊緊跟隨主嘅腳蹤嚟到去行啦
？And in our daily lives, whether we have followed the footsteps of God。
定係我哋已經係越走越遠，確係唔知道。
Or that we have the further we walk, the further away we are from Him, and we do not know。
你發現當我哋已經係離開神太遠嘅時候
，and we find that if we depart too far away from God，
當我哋係需要神嘅幫助嘅時候
，when we do require the help of God，
你可發現咧，可能咧，神就唔會喺呢度係幫助我哋啦
，then God will not help us，
因為我哋已經係離神係太遠啦
，because the distance between us and God is too far。
咁樣其實你發現呢啲道理
，so this kind of teaching，
你發現。聖經裏邊常常係提到啦。
It's something that is the Bible often reminds us of。
其實由好早嘅開始。
From the very start。
你發現呢個就係聖經裏邊一致嘅一個道理。
It's a very common teaching in the Bible。
就話你需要係親近神，你係需要係改變你嘅生活。
You must draw closer to God and change your heart and your life。
同神建立一個美好嘅關係。
To establish a good relationship with God。
咁你先至能夠咧，係你需要嘅時候咧，神就賜予我哋係幫助，讓我哋係能夠平安，係能夠係順利。
So then, in your times of need, God will help you and give you peace and success.
但你發現雖然呢啲係一個非常之普通，亦都常常提嘅道理。
Although this is a very normal or very common teaching.
但你發現咧，人咧係佢常常咧都係陷入喺呢個係呢個迷惑當中啦。
But we find that man is often lost.
我哋睇去睇一個例子嚇。
We'll look at an example.
我睇耶利米書。
Turn to the book of Jeremiah.
耶利米書嘅第七章。
Jeremiah chapter 7.
舊約嘅耶利米書嘅第七章。
The book of Jeremiah in the Old Testament chapter 7.
咁呢度係講到係王國裏邊所發生嘅事情。
So this talks about a situation that took place in the kingdom.
就話當係。以色列已經係猶大要被掳之前啦，
嗬。Before the
猶大啦，嗬，被掳之前。
Judah was to be exiled。
咁神就係差遣耶利米先知嚟到向佢哋係發出呢個警告。
Jeremiah sent God sent Jeremiah to speak to the people。
我睇耶利米書嘅第七章。
Jeremiah chapter 7。
咁呢個喺耶利米書裏邊，其實一個非常之出名嘅一章。
It's quite a well-known chapter in the book of Jeremiah。
咁呢個係講到話喺聖殿門前嘅一個係講道。
This is the sermon in the front of the door of the temple。
我哋睇第七章嘅第二節。
Chapter 7, verse 2。
第二節。
Verse
2。你當站在耶和華殿嘅門口，在那裏宣傳這話：你們盡這些夢敬拜耶和華一切的猶太人。當聽耶和華的話。
Verse 2. Stand in the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim there this word and say, Hear the word of the Lord, all you of Judah who enter in at these gates to worship the Lord.
咁呢度就話神嘅話臨到耶利米，叫佢咧去到聖殿呢個門口咧，嚟到咧向嗰啲係嚟教會嚟聖殿敬拜神嗰啲人嚟到係講道。
So the word of God came to Jeremiah so that he would and told him to stand at the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim the word of God.
咁樣呢啲人你哋見到嚇，佢哋係懂得係嚟到係聖殿敬拜神啦。
And these people who came, they come to worship the Lord.
但係你發現其實佢哋咧喺日常生活上咧，佢哋已經係離開咗神嘅人。
But in their daily lives, they have actually left, departed from God.
所以神就叫耶利米，你要去嚟到係警告佢哋，
So God told Jeremiah to proclaim to the people.
第三節話你要你哋需要咧係改變你哋嘅行為動作啦。
And verse 3 it says that you must amend your ways and your doings.
就話唔單止你需要嚟到係敬拜神。
So not only do we have to come to worship the Lord,
你喺啲生活上咧，仲需要咧有好嘅行為，即係遵守神嘅戒命嚟到過你嘅生活啦。
In our daily lives, we must have good conduct, meaning we must follow the commandments of God.
其實如果唔係嘅話，
If we don't keep this,
咁樣你生命嘅熱心敬拜神，其實都係枉然啦。
Then it's as although we might be very zealous in our worship of God, it is futile.
咁樣第四節就講到其中一句非常之出名嘅説話。
And then in verse 4, it records a very famous word.
就話佢哋有咁樣一個倚靠。
That they have this reliance.
就話呢個係神嘅殿，呢個係神嘅殿，呢個係神嘅殿。
Says the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord.
咁樣呢個咩意思咧？
So what does it mean?
你發現呢啲敬拜神嘅人。
These people that worship God,
佢哋喺日常生活上咧，佢哋係犯錯，嚟到做好多唔應該要做嘅事。
In their daily lives, they do a lot of wrongs and do things that they shouldn't do.
甚至咧係佢哋去拜偶像啦。
To the point where they even worship idols.
但係你發現佢哋係心裏邊係冇懼怕嘅。
But in their hearts, they do not fear.
因為佢哋常常會嚟參加呢個聚會聖殿嚟到敬拜神。
Because they would often come to the temple to worship God.
咁佢覺得，雖然我嘅生活覺得唔係咁好。
And they might think, oh, although my life is not very good,
但係我仍然能夠敬拜神啦。
But I can still come to worship God.
喺敬拜神嘅時候，
When I worship God,
你發現咧，神冇責罰佢哋啊。
God does not punish me.
神亦都冇喺嚟到係懲罰佢哋啊，責罰佢哋一樣啦。
God does not punish me.
所以佢覺得有能夠喺教會邊嚟到係敬拜神而冇發生咩事嘅話，呢個表示咧，其實。 喺神嘅眼中，我係冇做錯任何事嘅。
Because they can come to worship God and God does not do anything to me, then all that I do is acceptable to God.
所以佢覺得呢個係佢嘅倚靠。
So they feel like this is their reliance.
因為我每次嚟到神嘅教會嘅時候。
So every time that I come to the church of God,
神都會保守我哋。
God will still preserve me.
神唔會讓呢個教會嚟到係被毀滅。
And God will not allow the church to be destroyed.
神一定會保守啦。
And God will protect.
所以佢哋就咁樣嚟過佢哋嘅生活。
And this is how they lived out their daily life.
所以神就同佢哋講啦。
So then God said to them,
你唔好淨係喺度講呢個係神嘅殿，呢個係神嘅殿，呢個係神嘅殿。
Don't just say these words. This is the temple of God, the temple of God, the temple of God.
你需要你翻翻去睇下歷史啦。
You must look at the events in history.
歷史裏邊講到咩咯？
What does it say in history?
12節就係講翻到係耶利撒母耳記上第4章所發生嘅事情。
From verse 12, it talks about the event that happened in 1 Samuel chapter 4.
就話示羅係被毀，呢個約櫃係被撈。
Shiloh is forsaken and the ark of God has been captured.
12節就話：你哋且往示羅去，就是我先前為我名的居所，察看我因這百姓的罪惡向那地所行的如何。
Verse 12, but go now to my place which was in Shiloh, where I set my name at the first, and see what I did to it because of the wickedness of my people Israel.
所以神就咁樣同佢哋講。
So God said to the people,
你應該能夠從歷史裏邊得到呢個學習啦。
You must learn from the events that happened in the past.
示羅係神所立名嘅地方。Shiloh
was a place where God set His name.
亦都好似耶路撒冷呢個聖殿係神所立名嘅地方一樣啦。
Just like Jerusalem and the temple is the place where God sets His name.
但係你發現，如果呢啲人敬拜神嘅人，佢哋嘅生活係唔好，佢哋係拜偶像離棄神嘅話。
But we find that if the people who worship God, if their lives aren't good and they worship idols and they depart from God,
佢哋同樣會遭受到呢個示羅嘅情況啦。
They will the same thing will happen to them that happened in Shiloh.
神會係離棄佢哋，神會係懲罰佢哋啦。
God will forsake them and punish them.
今日呢個亦都係俾我哋一個提醒。So
this is a reminder for us today.
就話冇錯，我哋係信咗耶穌啦。
Although we believe in Jesus.
咁照例嚟講，神應該係嚟到會看顧，嚟到係幫助。
And accordingly, God will protect and will help us.
但係如果我哋係唔聽話，我哋係犯罪得罪神嘅話。
If we are disobedient, we sin against God.
咁你發現其實呢個係教會都唔能夠係保守到你啦。
And then we find that the church cannot preserve you or protect you.
或者我哋嘅信仰亦都唔能系保守到我哋啦。
And even our faith cannot protect us.
唔系因为我哋嘅信仰唔好或者唔正确。
It's not that our faith is not strong or that it is believing in the wrong thing.
而系我哋已经离开，其实已经系离开咗呢个系信仰啦。
But it's actually because we have departed from our faith.
所以我哋要常常系检讨我哋嘅生活咯。
So we must often reflect about our lives.
睇下我哋嘅生活系咪同我哋嘅信仰系一致嘅。
Our lives in accordance to our faith.
如果唔係嘅話，跟你發現跟其實當我哋離開信仰嘅時候，神咧嘅幫助就唔會與我哋係同在啦。
If not, then God will not help us.
所以喺新約嘅時候
，So when we turn to the New Testament,
咁樣你發現施洗約翰嘅時候同樣有咁樣嘅教導。
We find that John the Baptist also had a similar teaching.
我哋睇馬太福音嘅第三章。
Turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter
3. 馬福音嘅第三章。
Gospel of Matthew, chapter 3.
我睇第八節開始。
Let's read from verse 8.
第八節。
From verse 8.
你們要結出果子來，以悔改嘅心相稱，不要自己心裏說，有亞伯拉罕為我們的祖宗。我告訴你們，神能從這石頭中給亞伯拉罕興起子孫來。現在苦子已經放在樹根上，凡不結好果子的，就砍下來丟在火裡。
Verse 8. Therefore bear fruits worthy of repentance. Verse 9. Do not think to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. For I say to you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones. Verse 10. And even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire.
呢度係講到施洗約翰係出嚟係傳悔改嘅道理嘅時候。
So here tells us that John the Baptist came out to preach the teaching of repentance.
咁佢見到好多法利賽人同埋啲係猶太人咧，佢哋咧嚟接受呢個係洗禮。
And we find out that lots of Jewish people and lots of the Jews and the Pharisees came to receive baptism.
咁約翰就同佢哋係咁樣講啦。
And then John said this message to them.
你哋唔好只系嚟接受呢个系洗礼而已。
He said, "Do not just come to receive this baptism."
你需要咧，即系你嘅要结出果子，以你嘅悔改嘅心相称啦。
So you must bear fruits worthy of your repentance.
唔好以为自己系亚伯拉罕嘅子孙，就一定系能够系得救。
Do not think that because you are descendants of Abraham, you will be saved.
因为如果你系唔遵守神嘅道理嘅话
，because if you do not keep the commandments of God,
神咧系会放弃我哋啦。
And then God will forsake us.
咁呢个亦都系俾我哋现在一个非常之好嘅提醒。
So again, this is a very good reminder for us all.
好多时我哋会话我哋信咗耶稣已经好耐啦。
We'll often say we have believed in Jesus a very long time.
或者我哋系第二代、第三代嘅信徒。
We may be second or third generation believers.
所以我哋觉得我哋一定会得救啦。
So we feel like we will be saved.
所以喺信仰上我哋唔会去积极嚟到去追求。
So we will not seriously pursue after our faith.
因为我哋觉得我哋已经系信咗耶稣咁耐，应该系得救，系应该系冇问题啦。
Because we feel like we believed in Jesus so long, there's no problem. We will receive salvation.
但系约翰呢度系讲到吓。
But John says here.
就系其实每一个人最后都会系为佢嘅信仰就系负责啦吓。They are accountable for their faith.
Each one of us are accountable for our faith.
如果我哋系冇一个好嘅行为嘅话
，If we do not have good conduct，
咁你发现迟早一日神会做呢个系审判啦。
In the end, God will judge.
所以呢个系我哋要彼此提醒嘅一个地方。
So this is something we must mutually remind each other.
我哋睇去马太福音嘅十三章。
Let's turn to chapter 13 of the Gospel of Matthew.
我哋知道马太福音十三章系讲到呢个系天国嘅比喻。
Chapter 13 records the parables of the kingdom of heaven.
咁其中一个比喻里边就讲到话，天国好似系撒网喺海里边一样。
And one of the parable talks about how the kingdom of heaven is like casting a net into the sea.
我睇四十七节。
Let's read verse 47.
47节。
47。
天国有好像网撒在海里，聚拢各样水族。忘记满了，人就拉上岸来，坐下，拣好的收在器具里，将不好的丢弃了。世界的末日了也是要这样，天使要出来，从义人中把恶人分别出来，丢在火炉里，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。好。 在这个比喻里面其实是讲到说是末世的时候神要做一个审判的事情。
So this parable tells us that in the end times God will judge the people.
很有趣里面是当中提到说神会从义人当中把恶人是分别出来。
Very interesting point to note is that God will take the bad away from the good.
就说这些都是神所选召的人。
So this is all the people that God has chosen.
因为是这个网已经是网回来的。
Because these are all the people within the dragnet.
就他们说是在教会里面的人。
So these people are already in the church.
他们是信耶稣的人。
They believe in Jesus.
但你发现在信耶稣人的里面。
But amongst this group of people.
这里说到说在义人当中将恶人是分别出来了。
That from the good, the bad will be taken out.
当然信耶稣的人在神的眼中他们都是应该是义人。
So of course, all those who believe in God should be righteous people.
但是如果你是生活上是过得不好的话。
But if you do not live your life out well.
就说没有遵照神的道理来过你的生活的话。
You do not live according to the word of God.
其实我们呢虽然名义上我们是义人其实实际上我们是恶人。
Although, so by name you are a righteous person, but in reality you are wicked.
所以神会将我们是从当中是拣出来。
So then God will pick you out.
这样呢我们就会丢在这个火湖里面。
And will be cast into the furnace of fire.
这个是我们个人都要面对的一个事实。
This is the truth and reality that we all must face.
所以当我们是仲未係面對呢件事情嘅時候，
so before we face this situation,
我哋就應該好好嚟到係反省一下。
We must reflect.
嚟到係檢討一下。
To realize.
我哋係咪真係一個義人？
Ask ourselves whether we are a righteous person.
除咗佢喺受咗洗，已經係罪得到係赦免啦。
And we've received baptism, our sin have been washed away.
咁我哋嘅生活有冇好似真係好似約翰所講嘅，結出呢個係果子嚟到係以悔改嘅心係相稱嘅。
But in our lives, do we bear good fruit worthy of our repentance?
咁呢個係我哋要不斷去追求嘅一件事。
So this is something we must consistently pursue after.
咁樣你發現喺新約聖經裏邊，使徒佢哋亦都係常常提到呢件事情。
And we find that in the New Testament, the apostles often talked about this.
就話點樣嚟到係走完呢個天國嘅道路。
How to run the path, the way to heaven.
點樣嚟到係最後能夠係安然係見主。
How to peacefully see Jesus.
咁尤其是係保羅啦，
So Paul says.
佢嚟到係講俾我哋知道。
He tells us.
我哋點樣嚟到走我哋呢個送養嘅道路？
How will we run this path of to our heavenly kingdom?
咁有幾點嘅，我記得係值得我哋去思考。
So there are a few points that is good for us to ponder over.
我哋睇腓立比書。
Let's turn to the book of Philippians.
腓立比書嘅第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比書嘅第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
来睇十三节。
And let's read verse 13.
十三节。
Verse 13.
弟兄们，我不是自以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后努力面前的，看着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面照我来得的赏赐。
Verse 13. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
咁樣我覺得呢度保羅係講得係非常之好啦。
So I find that Paul says it very well here.
佢將呢個係信仰就好似一個係一條賽跑嘅道路一樣。
He compares his faith to a race.
佢已經係開始咗啦。
He's already started to run this race.
佢已經係跑緊啦。
He's running this race.
但係佢知道佢仲未係達到。
But he knows he has not reached the goal yet.
佢所以常常佢係提醒自己啦。
So he often reminds himself.
就話佢要係忘記背後，努力嚟到係面前。
To forget the things behind and to reach forward for the things ahead.
咁咩叫忘記背後，努力面前咯？
So what does this mean?
就係話，首先你話忘記背後，唔好太過係想翻以前嘅事呵。
To forget the things behind is to mean that we do not think too much about or dwell too much in the past.
以前嘅所謂嘅好嘅事情，嚟到係做一個係俾自己一個安慰。
Or finding comfort in all the good things that we have done in the past.
覺得已經係達到啦。
telling ourselves, oh, we have already reached the goal.
因为我以前已经是信咗耶稣咁耐啦。
Because I've believed in Jesus for so long.
我已经为教会做咗咁多事情啦。
I've done so many works for the church.
咁我已经应该可以达到呢个得救嘅地步啦。
So I can reach the standard and the goal.
因为如果你想太多嘅话
，If you think too much，
就留恋以往嘅事情太多
，Dwell too much in the past，
咁你会发现你会开始咧就自满。
You become complacent.
咁你就唔会继续嚟到前进啦。
And you'll not continue to press forward.
所以保罗特别提醒我哋。
So Paul reminds us.
要提醒佢自己啦。
And to remind himself.
虽然佢一个唔错嘅一个使徒。
Although he is not a bad apostle.
佢亦都为神做咗好多嘅好嘅事情。
And he's done quite a lot of good works for God.
但你发现咧，佢冇嚟到将佢嘅焦点咧摆喺以往嘅工作里边。
But his focus was not on the past works that he had completed.
他仍然是照着他的目标是努力来追求。
But he pressed toward the goal.
这个也是我们今天要去做的事情。
This is something we must also do today.
我们知道非常清楚知道的目标是哪
里。We are very clear of where our goal lies.
那个就是殷勤的来追求继续来前进。
So we must diligently press forward towards this goal.
不要停顿下来也不要来到。是懒惰下来了。
To not become stagnant or to become lazy.
我们需要是继续来前进殷勤来追求。
We must continue to press towards this goal.
我们再看另外一个例子。
Let's look at another example.
我看希伯来书。
Turn to the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书的十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书的十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
第一、第二节。
Let's read verse 1 and 2.
第一、第二节。
Verse 1 and 2.
我们既有着许多的见证人如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，全心忍耐奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望我们信心长处城中的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神的宝座了。好，咁到希伯来嘅作者咁样嚟到勉励我哋。
So the author of Hebrews encourages us.
佢话圣经里边有记载好多呢个系信心嘅伟人。
The Bible records many.
就系十一章里边所记载嘅嗰啲系圣徒啦。
The people, the saints, the people of faith.
咁佢話呢啲人佢哋已經係完成咗佢嘅路程啦。
These people have already completed their race.
佢哋已經好似喺天上嘅雲彩一樣。
They are like a cloud in heaven.
佢哋係睇住我哋而家咧喺度跑緊呢條道路啦。
They are witnesses. They are watching us as we run this race.
咁唔單止佢哋係嚟到係俾我哋一個非常之好嘅鼓勵。
So not only is this a good encouragement for us.
咁見到佢哋係非常之渴望咧，我哋能夠咧好似佢哋咁樣嚟到完成奔跑呢條道路。
But they hope for us to be like them to complete the race.
咁應該點樣嚟到去跑啦
？So how must we run this race?
咁第一樣講到話放下各樣嘅重擔。
Firstly, it says that we must lay aside every weight.
咁樣呢啲重擔可以係講到好多嘅事情。
This weight may refer to many things.
咁你發現如果你真係喺賽跑嘅話
，So we find that we are running a race.
如果你係孭住太多嘅所謂嘅重擔嘅話
，If you're carrying too many things on yourself.
咁你發現你有一日呢啲重擔咧會成為係呢個係讓你係太攰，唔能夠係繼續嚟到係前進啦。
These weights will tire you out, so you can no longer walk forward.
咁樣呢啲重擔係指著乜嘢咯
？So what do these weights refer to?
如果睇耶穌所講嘅
，We look at what Jesus says.
咁佢講到話重擔嘅時候，佢特別係提到咧係生活上嘅一啲思慮，嘅係我哋所關心嘅事情。
He says that these weights or these burdens are often the things that we worry about in our lives.
我就話食乜嘢、著乜嘢，或者係住喺邊度。
What we eat, what we'll wear, whether we have a roof over our heads.
其實你發現呢啲事都係非常對人嚟講，呢個係非常之係實在嘅事情。
To man, this is reality.
就話每一個人都要係過我哋嘅生活。
We all must live out our lives.
但你發現有時生活上你有好多嘅所謂嘅煩擾嘅事情啦。
We find that in our lives we have lots of anxiety.
所以我哋系会尽我哋嘅时间，尽我哋嘅精神嚟到系让自己嘅生活系过得好一啲。
So we use our time and our effort to live out our lives well.
咁当然呢个系并唔系错。
Although this is not wrong.
但系如果我哋太过系为啲事情系忧虑嘅话
，But if we worry too much about these things,
就话因为呢个生活嘅缘故而系。 neglect 就話係冇看重我哋信仰嘅話。
And to allow these things to cause us to neglect our faith.
咁你發現咧，我哋就失去更加重要，就唔能夠完成呢條道路啦。
Then we lose out what is more important, that is to complete the race.
咁呢個就變成一個重擔，讓我哋係唔能夠完成呢個所謂進入天國呢個道路。
So these things become a burden, a weight that stop us from running the race.
咁呢個作者話你要將呢啲重擔放低。
So the author tells us that we must lay aside these weights.
就話好似耶穌所講嘅。
Just as Jesus says.
唔好為呢啲事情嚟到去憂慮。
Do not be anxious for these things.
交託俾神啦。
Cast your cares upon God.
咁當交託俾神嘅時候。
When we cast our cares upon God.
主耶穌係特別提到。
Jesus reminds us.
天上嘅飛鳥佢哋唔種唔收。
The birds they neither reap nor sow.
但係神咧亦都係看顧佢哋啦。
But God still takes care of them.
咁我哋比呢個天呢個飛鳥係更加係貴重。
We are more valuable, more precious than these birds.
難道神唔會看顧我哋嗎？
Will God not take care of us more so?
咁其實佢嘅意思就話我哋應該對神係有信心。
So he means that we must have faith in God.
因為神對我。神喺我哋喺神嘅眼中，其實係非常之重要嘅。
Because we are very important in the eyes of God.
所以佢唔一定唔會讓我哋係有唔能夠係唔會讓我哋係有太多嘅苦難，或者係唔會讓我哋咧係真係冇得食，或者係冇得住，甚至係無衣服穿啦。
God will take care of us and not allow us to not have food or to have no clothes to wear.
咁唔單止佢係咁樣嚟到係鼓勵我哋，嗬。
So not only does he encourage us like this.
佢甚至嚟到係應許我哋啦。
He also promises to us.
就話如果你係先求神嘅國、神嘅義嘅話
，If you first seek the righteousness and kingdom of God.
咁我會將你所需要係俾你哋啦。
Then everything will be added unto you.
所以其實我哋真係可以將呢個重擔嚟到係擺低嘅。
So then we can truly put down these weights.
只要我哋對神嘅所講嘅説話有信心
，As long as we believe in the word of God.
相信佢嘅應許。
And to believe in His promises.
这个重担就能够是摆得。
Then we can lay aside these weights.
我们就能够是继续来到是走我们的路啦。
Then we can continue to run this race.
跟第二样的。
So secondly.
这是讲到说将这个是前累我们的罪来到是脱去啦。
As to also to lay aside the sin which so easily ensnares us.
跟这里他特别是讲到是罪的事情。
So here clearly talks about sin.
我们知道圣经里面讲到罪的时候。
So when the Bible talks about sin,
就说我们是没有照着律法来去行。
It means that we have not walked according to the law of God.
那样就说不单止说我们是做了一些错事。
So not only have we done wrong,
甚至有时是我们是冇做神對我哋要求嘅事情。
We have also not done what is required of us by God.
咁當你係犯罪啦。
So when we have sinned,
咁你發現罪會成為一種力量。
Sin will become a power.
會嚟到咧係捆綁住我哋啦。
And will bound us.
就好似呢度所講嘅，會纏住我哋，嗬。
Just as it says here, will ensnare us.
就話雖然我哋係想走，
So although we want to run.
但你發現你會走唔喐嘅。
We find that we cannot move.
因為你被罪係控制住，你成為罪嘅奴仆啦。
Because sin controls you, you are a slave of sin.
所以你需要嚟到係將呢個罪嚇嚟到係嚟到係除去。
That's why you must remove the sin.
就話你先要嚟係悔改，求神赦免啦。
So firstly, you must repent and ask God for His forgiveness.
跟住你依靠聖靈嘅力量嚟到係遵守神嘅道理。
And rely on the power of the Holy Spirit to keep the word of God.
跟住你係你繼續嚟到係走呢個道路。
And then you can continue to run this race.
咁第三樣嘅講到話你需要忍耐，嗬。
So thirdly, talks about endurance.
跟住你係跑呢條道路。
Must run this race with endurance.
點解你需要係忍耐咯？
Why must we have endurance?
咁呢度佢其實佢講到一個例子，就耶穌基督受苦嘅事情。
And gives an example about how Jesus suffered.
就話其實你奔跑呢條道路。
When we run this race,
你會受到好多嘅所謂嘅苦難啊。
You'll face many troubles.
但呢啲苦難唔一定話係生活上遇到係困難。
These troubles may not necessarily be difficulties in life.
可能係好多時係因為你要遵守呢啲道理，以致受到一啲人嘅批評，或者人哋受到人嘅憎厭啊。
It might be because you're trying to keep the word of God and you receive persecution.
咁樣或有呢個原因，你就需要嚟到係忍耐。
Because of these things, you must endure.
就話你需要係忍受人哋嘅取笑。
You must endure the mockery of other people.
忍受一啲人哋嘅逼迫。
To to endure their persecution.
啊，跟你先就係繼續走呢條道路啦。
And then you can continue to run this race.
啊，咁因為佢講到話耶穌為例子，我哋點樣嚟到可以忍耐咯
？So the example of Jesus tells us how we can endure.
啊，佢話佢因為擺喺前邊嘅喜樂，就輕看呢個羞辱啦。第二節下邊呵。
Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross.
哦，佢因為見到前邊嘅喜樂，就能夠忍受而家暫時嘅苦難啦。
Jesus was able to endure the current troubles by looking forward to the joy ahead.
哦，咁同樣今日亦都係咁樣。
So it's the same for us today.
哦，就話如果我哋覺得喺信仰生活覺得好似啊，成日俾人係笑，成日俾人係逼迫嘅話
，If in our spiritual lives we feel like people are always mocking us or persecuting us，
啊，咁你就不妨嚟到想下耶穌，或者想下將來神為我哋預備嘅榮耀。
And in these times we must think of Jesus and think of the glory that God has prepared for us。
啊，咁你發現當你係見到呢啲榮耀、見到呢啲喜樂嘅時候
，When we look at this glory and the joy ahead，
咁你就會覺得身邊所謂嘅一啲嘅取笑或者一啲嘅逼迫，你就覺得冇咩好介意啦。
Then you'll not look at these persecutions, this mockery beside us will mean nothing to you.
因為你知道，原來神為我哋預備啊。當你經過咗呢段所謂艱苦嘅道路之後，你就會得到係更喜樂、係更榮耀嘅事情。
Once you've gone past these this road of trouble, then you'll can see the joy and the glory that God has prepared.
哦，咁呢個喺我哋係奔跑呢個道路嘅時候，我哋需要嚟到係學習嘅幾樣嘅事情。
So these are the few things we must learn to do when we run the race.
啊，咁最後嘅我就睇下耶穌點講。
So let's finally look at what Jesus says.
我睇啊馬太福音嘅十一章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 11.
馬太福音嘅十一章。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 11.
我睇十二節。
Let's read verse 12.
十一章嘅十二節。
Chapter 11, verse 12.
十二節。
Verse
12. 从施洗约翰的时候到如今，天国是努力众人的，努力的人就得着了。
Verse 12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force.
咁喺中文圣经里边，其实佢嘅非常之简单啊。
In the Chinese version of the Bible, is very simply stated.
就话你要进天国嘅话，你要努力咯。
You must put much effort or labor to enter into heaven.
咁喺英文圣经里边话，你需要咧系suffer violence， 就话你需要系用好似用武力嘅嚟到系先至能够系得到呢个天国。
And the English says it will suffer violence, and the violence and the violent will take it by force.
就話走呢條天國道路嘅時候
，So when we run this heavenly race，
我哋唔好太過係冇所謂呵。
We shouldn't be too casual。
我哋需要盡我哋嘅力量，一切嘅力量嚟到咧係進入呢個係天國。
We must use all our strength and effort to enter into heaven。
咁我常常會講到好似喺一啲地方我哋係搭巴士一樣。
So just like when we take the bus。
如果你喺某一啲國家呵
，In certain countries，
如果你係搭巴士，你好規矩嘅。
If you are very polite when you take the buses,
就話你排隊
you queue up,
你讓啲老人家上先
you let the elderly go first,
你讓啲細路仔上先
you let the children go first,
或者你讓啲係抽住好多嗰啲人上先
or you allow those who are carrying many things to first board the bus,
跟你發現咧，你自己咧永遠都上唔到嘅巴士
you'll find that you'll never be able to get on the bus.
所以當巴士嚟嘅時候
so when the bus comes,
你唔好去太過顧周圍嘅人啦。
Do not be too considerate of the people around you。
你需要盡你嘅力量，係要入去呢個係巴士。
You must use all your strength to force yourself onto the bus。
咁呢個我覺得有時都係我哋所以一啲嘅經驗啦。
And this is the experience of some of us。
有時我哋會好閒遊嘅，唔盡力嚟進入呢個巴士。
Sometimes we'll be too well-mannered and we do not use our strength to enter the bus.
因為我覺得唔緊要啦，俾佢哋上先啦，仲有下一站。
We feel like, oh, it's okay. We'll let them on and we'll wait for the next one.
但問題天國冇兩架巴士啦。
But heavenly kingdom, there is not another bus or heavenly kingdom.
如果你呢次入唔到去嘅話
，If you cannot enter this time,
就話你喺一生裏邊中咗呢次嘅努力，你係入唔到去嘅。
If in your life you use all your strength and you cannot enter the heavenly kingdom,
then there will be no other chance.
When we run this heavenly race, we must use all our strength to enter the heavenly kingdom. To put all our effort to run. Until we reach the goal and enter the heavenly kingdom.
其實我們是被很多人都是幸運 我哋比更多人 more fortunate。
We are more fortunate than lots of other people。
啊，好多人都係喺教會裏邊係長大嘅。
Lots of people grew up in the church。
啊，咁我哋係有得救嘅呢個機會啦。
So we have the opportunity to receive salvation。
啊，但係係咪每一個人都能夠最後能夠得救呢
？But will each and every one of us in the end receive salvation？
就睇下我哋更新點樣嚟到去努力啦。
We must look at our lives and how we put our strength。
所以我哋求神施恩嚟到去幫助我哋，嗬。
So we ask God to have grace and mercy and to help us。
啊，讓神係啊嚟到去幫助我哋，真係能夠咧，讓我哋啊能有神嘅幫助，以至咧係能夠進入啊呢個係天國。
And through God's help, we can truly enter the kingdom of heaven。
啊，我哋唱詩。
Let's sing hymn。
67。
We're going to conclude with a prayer. In our prayer, we'll offer our thanksgiving and to pray for one another. So that God will continue to have mercy on us and to bless the church. And we ask God to help us to run this heavenly race. Let's pray in the holy name of Jesus Christ.